Okay, today's daf is Vachem daf Mem Ches, and we are right on the top of daf Mem Ches and Aleph. Yesterday we started Ezel Mekomon. We started learning Ezel Mekomon. Hopefully we've been saying Ezel Mekomon all our lives. But yesterday we started going through the perek and hopefully getting a deeper appreciation of the fifth perek of Maseches Vachem, which, as we said, is the minhag of Klal Yisrael, quoted in Shulchan Aruch to say every day. So the beginning of the perek discusses the Kachay Kachim, going into the Kachay Kalim. And which Kachay Kachim I'm going to discuss first? The Par and the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur. And the first halacha that is quoted in the Mishnah is that the Shechita of these Kachay Kachim have to be in the north, the north side of the Mizbech. Remember, we mentioned a three-way Machlokas Rishonim, a three-way Machlokas Tanoim, which is going to come up again. It came up back in the first Parak about what does north mean. What does north mean? Does north mean due north of the Mizbeach? Does north mean north or northwest of the Mizbeach, as long as you don't get past the Beis Chalifos, the place next to the Ulam where they used to keep their knives? Right, we had this on the Chaf Amun Aleph in the second parak, this three-way machlokas. And the third opinion, the most makel opinion, was that even northeast of the Mizbeach, going towards the Ezra's Kohanim and the Ezra's Yisrael, the 22 Amos that are on the east side of the Azara. So that was three shitas. What does north mean? But what is the halacha that one needs north is quoted here in the Mishnah. Right? Shechitasan batzafon. Says the Gemara, par v'sosh yom kippurim v'chulu michti. The whole blot today. That's what today's blot is about. It's about this halacha of tzafon. So, michti, tzafon ba'oloksiv. Tzafon is written by the carbon ola. It's not written explicitly by the chatas. Nisni ola bereisha. So, and the whole makar for chatas is, because by chatas it says kasha yishchad, but makar yishchad sa ola, tishchad sa chatas. So you just learn chatas from ola. So why do you say ola first? If the first halacha that you're going to teach me is tzafon, so why don't you write in the Mishnah where the Torah writes tzafon, and that's by ola. So why do you talk about chatas first? So the Gemara says exactly the point. Chatas, aydi da'asi midrasha, chaviv alei. Chatas, since it comes, it is learned out from midrasha, it is more beloved to us. Right? This is a concept that comes up, you see on the side, Yuvamas Dav Beis, it comes up at the beginning of the 8th parak of Maseches Bava Basra, talking about the people we yarshin from. Sometimes the Gemara has this concept of the fact that something is not mefurish makes it chaviv to us. The Sharm Siyana Balacha there in Yevamis on that base quotes different svaras for this from the Achronim. Maybe Midrasha Chavivale, maybe in general people love new things. Nira Anashim Ohev Chadashos, and also the Gemara Chagiga talks on Daf Gimel Machidish Hayeb Beis HaMedrash. And then he says, quotes other Achronim, and that is, we've related to this concept before, that when somebody comes up with a Chiddush, it's very special to them. And they do everything they can to try to defend that Chiddush. And it's mine. And therefore, maybe that's what it means. We've quoted the Gavlus of Moshe Rabbeinu, the last Rashi in Zos HaBracha, last Rashi in the Torah, where Moshe Rabbeinu is being lauded. And all the great things that Moshe Rabbeinu ever did are listed in the last pasuk, L'chol Yav Chazaka, L'chol Mor HaGadol. Moshe Rabbeinu took them out of Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu did Kriyas Yamsav, Moshe Rabbeinu did everything, and then L'Eni Kol Yisrael, thank you, the last Rashi in all the Torah, what's the greatest feat of Moshe Rabbeinu? Yashakoach Shashibarta Ez HaLuchos. Wonderful that you broke the Luchos. So you broke the Luchos, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest feat. More than Kriyas Yamsav, more than everything, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest feat. So, explain the Bali Musar, yeah, maybe that is the greatest feat. Because, you know, the Luchos, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu worked for his entire life. This was his special gift that he's going to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything was, when we read last week's Parsha, what's the oath going to be? Tavdo Nesel Kimel HaRazeh. The whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was going to be Maimon Har Sinai. This was Moshe Rabbeinu. And when he comes down from Har Sinai on Shavas V'Tamuz and he sees what's going on, so what could he have done? He could have put them away. He could have saved them somewhat. This was his. And yet he broke them because of MS. Yet he saw that. But I saw Warren Roy because of the level that they were on. So that's godless. Moshe Rabbeinu broke them, even though it was his, because whatever, we create something, so it's always very beloved to us. It's always very special to us. And that's what Sharmus Yana Balacha here says in Yevamis, in Daf Beis, that is what is meant here. That's why he says, is asim midrasha chavivalei, not chashivalei, mishum de davar sheha adam motzei behekish sichlo v'chakiraso chaviv lo harbei v'samach alav v'mischabid bo yoser v'masha nimsa lo menakabala v'mito chavivusayu danu behen v'xeris v'takarnas l'asmichan ala makros. Okay, but that is this concept that something dafka that is not mefurish, that is said misvara, and we darshan out, chazal darshan out, that might be saved first, because that is beloved to us. Tosfos says, top Tosfos, v'im tomar, im kein lisni ola, lubasof, k'deparach mishpaitza kabayasa diyavamis, gabi achos yisr, so ola should be last then. V'yesh lomar, aidi da'asya ola b'tzibur, tanya bahadi chato'os de'boz b'tzibur, v'adetanya asham de'enu ela b'yachid. Still, ola, there are other factors, Tosfos says, besides the issue of icy midrasha. There are also concepts of this is more kadosh, this is special, this is b'tzibur. I mean, there are many factors that converge when we talk about karbanis. That'll be, Bezrat Hashem, the whole discussion of the 10th parak here, where the Gemara compares and contrasts all the different karbanas, which is more mekudesh, which is more tadir, which has all different aspects. So that'll be the 10th parak issue, but that's what Tosfos is alluding to, that even though one karban might be asi midrasha, but another karban, if it is also babet sibur, it would come first as well. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Why is Ola written first in the written second in the Mishnah if the source of the concept of tsafon is written by Ola? Because it's asi midrasha. So that's why Chatos is written first. So Vidisti Chatos Chisonios. So why do we start off with the Chatos Pnimios? Why do we start off with Chatos Chisonios? So Aidi Dinichnas Dam on Lefnai V'Lefnim Chavivalei. Since their Dam goes all the way in, goes into the Bein Abadim, goes next to the Aron, so that's why Chavivalei, that's why it is special. The Keren Orer here discusses, he says, I don't know why the Gemara is going through, why is it this order, why is that, or why is this first? Chatos, the pashtus, how we, if anybody has been saying his own makom in all their lives, the pashtus order, the reason for the order, what occurs in this parak is the zrikas. That's what it seems to be. That's the pasha way of reading the parak. You read the parak, you see, you go from the most zrikas to the least zrikas. That's the whole order of the parak. So the Keren Orer just wonders why the Gemara tries to figure out another reason for the order of the karbanas in this parak. Basically, we start off with the Chados Pnimios, which has the Mosericus. It goes even Lefnai V'Lefnim, and on the Paroches, and on the Mizbach Hazav. And then we get to the next ones, which don't have Lefnai V'Lefnim. It only goes on the Paroches and the Mizbach Hazav. And then we go to Chatos, which has Dalid. And then we go to the ones that are Shtayv Shein Arba. And then we go to the ones that are only one. So it's Pashut. Especially that's the order. The Zrikas, the most Avodos are done. It goes from Min Harbi Ela Pachos. So the Keren Orer, it's a Dover Mistaver, why the Gemara doesn't pick up on that. L'chora tana nakat sidra del miste beresha kol hamaruba ba'avoda. K'mo chadas primios, ton hazoya ala paroches, chadas chitzona, ton arba matanos, ola ton shtayim shein arba, v'kalo la'ishim, asham ton shtayim shein arba, v'eino nechal ala zichrikuna, toda is more limited, is nechal yovalayla. So why does the Gemara? So if it's Tzorach Lomar to be Komakom, maybe still you want to have Ola first. Maybe because Safon is written there, that could override it. The Gemara knows this, but we're saying maybe other factors are more important. But you have to keep that in mind. The Keren Orer says the Pashut Seder of the Perek is the order of the Zrikas. Okay, so let's continue. So if it's Safona Ba'ola Hechaksiva, so where is Safon written in the Torah by Ola, Dechsev Hechaksiva Vishachat Oso Al Yerach Abizbech Safona Lefnei Hashem. Right, it says that the Yishachla the Safon side Lefnei Hashem in the Azara, that is where the source of all Safon is. Continues the Gemara Ashkechan Ben Son. Lifnei Hashem there means, we know Tzafon means Tzafon HaAzara. Rav Salvezhik pointed out that Lifnei Hashem, the end of that puzzle that's not quoted, Lifnei Hashem, you find in the Torah, really can mean three things. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means in the Azara. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means the Harabayis. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means all of Yerushalayim. By Karchi Kalim, talks about you can eat a Lifnei Hashem. Rav Salvezhik explained that How could that be? Lifnei Hashem can mean all three, because all of Kedushas Yerushalayim, really the root of Kedushas Yerushalayim is Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. And the root of Kedushas Mikdash goes all the way Lifnei Hashem into the Kodesh Kodashim. And that's the root. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is not a pure outgrowth of Kedushas Mikdash. That's separate. And that's how, possibly at certain times in history, you could have Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim without having Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael on a Daraisa level. So I did Trubus and Maisras versus walking onto Harabayas, Kisha Rishona, Kisha Lasalavo, or Lo Kisha Lasalavo. That's the Rambam and Hilchos, Beis HaBechira, which I did not bring today. But the, that's the Lifnei Hashem, but the fact that it's Safa, Lifnei Hashem, basically, you know from context that it has to be in the Azara. So Ashkechan Ben Son. So you know, this is brought when the Torah lists off in Vayikra the different types of Karbonus Ola. So by the Tzon, by the sheep, it says Safon. Ben Bakar Minalan. How do I know Bakar, the cattle, which was said earlier? Amar Kra, the Im Min HaTzon. The second part starts off, and if you bring from the Tzon, that Vav. Vav Mosif al Inyan Harishon, that Vav is being Mosif, is connecting the Tzon Parsha to the Bakar Parsha, the Yilmad El Yon Mitachton, and you learn the upper Parsha, the Bakar Parsha, from the Tzon Parsha, and therefore you compare the two contexts that even Bakar requires Tzafa. Okay, that is the Limud, how you know Tzafa. This pasuk of a shachat oso, you think it's just a pasuk quoted about Safon? This pasuk merits its own sif in Shulchan Aruch. How many times in the Shulchan Aruch does it talk about the gobbles of one pasuk? Right here, you don't have to go far. Simen Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Sif Ches, says the Shulchan Aruch. Yomar im ha-karbonos. Pasuk. V'shachat oso al yarcha mizbeach Safon levnei Hashem. End of sif. Amazing. The gobbles of that pasuk, that's what everybody says, if I only have 2 minutes to say karbonos. What karbanos should I say? So the first answer is that we should come earlier tomorrow and say all karbanos. But if I only have a specific amount of time for karbanos to say, what's the most important? So generally the answer is the karban tamid. Karban tamid, that's the, and then if you have another 10 seconds, say this pasuk along with the karban tamid. The first in the Shulchan Aruch. The shachar oso. Ayach v'zat safona. What's the importance of this pasuk? Of shechting the karban. So the Beis Yosef quotes, the Medrash, that the Mishnah Berurah also here quotes it, that the Medrash says that this pasuk reminds Hashem of Akedas Yitzchak. So if we don't want to go through the whole Akedah, that'll take a few minutes, which is also a minhag to say, to say the entire Akedah. That's the next sif in Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Doagim Omar. Here he has the lash of Yesh Doagim. The previous sif said Yomar. Here it says, Yesh Noagin Lomar Parshas Kiyor, V'yachach Parshas Shumas Hadeshen, V'yachach Parshas Atamid, V'yachach Parshas Mizbeach Mikdar Ktores, U'Parshas Simani Ktores Vasiyaso. Right, that was the, that's what he says here. But earlier, here it is, in Sif Hey, Tov Lomar, the three different Lashonos, Tov Lomar Parshas Akeda, Parshas Amon, Aseres Adibris, Parshas Olo, Mikhl Shlamim, V'chadas V'asham. It's tough to say that. But that's the Akedah. But here, it says the Mishnah Berurah, the Issa B'Medrash, the Medrash is in Vayikra Rabba, the Kol Mish Omer Pasuk Zeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu Zocher Akedas Yitzchak. Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers Akedas Yitzchak. How does this Pasuk remind Hashem of Akedas Yitzchak? So, in steps the Meshech Chachma. Only coming to the daf for the Meshech Chachma today, Dayenu. This Meshech Chachma is a take-home life Meshech Chachma. Says the Meshech Chachma right here. Got to remember this for the Parsha Shir in Vayikra. Perek Aleph in Vayikra. Pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph. Says the Meshech Chachma, our question, what's the connection between Tzafon and Akedas Yitzchak? And then he says, Bechlal, what's the significance of Tzafon? Why do some Karbanos, Kachi, Kachim have to be Tzafon and others not? And says the Meshech Chachma, let me ask, why does the Torah explicitly say Tzafon by Tzon and not by Bakar? Bakar, we only learn Tzafon from an implicit, right, limud, from the Vav. So why didn't it say it in the first Parsha, Bakar, and then not by Tzon? So the Meshech Chachma says to answer this and other questions. I'll throw out another one. Why is there no Din Tzafon when it comes to a bird carbon? We'll get to that on Amud Beis. It's going to say, Otso B'Tzafon, Bein Ben Of B'Tzafon. It's going to be a limud on Amud Beis today. So all these questions, among others, says the Meshech Chachma. Oh, another question he throws in first. Why it doesn't say Tzafon by the other Karbanos Chatov? Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur and the Par Kohen Gadol. You know what it just says there? Wherever you shech the Ola, you shech these Karbanos also. Just say it. It takes more ink to say, shech this Karban where you shech the Olas. Just say Tzafon. But it's too hard for Hashem to write that. Kaviyachol. He says no. Amru B'Medrash. Lefi shetzafun mora al akedaso shel Yitzchak. Shetzafun afro lezikaron lefrei Hashem tamid. Safun is like from the word safun, hidden. Like the afikomen is safun. What does that mean? Hashem has Yitzchak's ashes hidden with him. Safon is safun. Ah, it wasn't his ashes, but it was the ayol that was shechted instead of him. But we always say, afro shel Yitzchak munach in front of Hashem. What do you mean? It means the one that was tmura, the substance that was given, but it was as if, because Avram Avinu was ready to do it, so therefore it's as if Yitzchak's ashes are in front of Hashem, and the Mesiris Nefesh of Avram Avinu / Bnei Yisrael are always remembered. So that's Safon. This Pasuk reminds Hashem, suing it, Safon reminds him of what is Safun with him, what is hidden with him, and that is the ashes of Yitzchak Avinu. Shet Safon Afro Lizikaron Lefnei Hashem Tamid. That's the language of the Medrash. Shet B'shashi Yisrael Makrivin Tamid Al Gavi HaMizbeach V'Koran Es HaMikra Safon Lefnei Hashem Zocher HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKedas Yitzchak. That's the lashon of the Medrash. Vehakavana sheamru sheruach tzfonis pesucha. Now he goes deeper. He says ruach tzfonis is pesucha. What does it mean? The north side, the north wind. What does that mean? The north direction. Umore al habechira hachafshis sheasa Avram Avinu. The north wind is all open. What does it mean? It's all open on the north side. The north is blowing in. It means that Avram Avinu had bechira chafshis. It was all open. But once Avram Avinu did this act, that he implanted in his descendants the ability to use Bechira Chavshis, and basically to come to a state where there is no Bechira Chavshis, right? I have to do what Hashem wants. Like the Ramban writes in Breishis, the Ramban writes, before Adam sinned, there was no Bechira Chavshis. What do you mean there's no Bechira Chavshis? How did he sin? Ask all the Achronim. So if Yeruchim explains that it was as if he didn't have Bechira Chavshis, because he had such clarity of vision in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was just like somebody who wouldn't jump into a fiery house. What, somebody has Bechira to jump into a house that's on fire? Yeah, Bechira. But nobody would do it in their right mind. So too explains the Rav Yeruchim, that was what the Ramban felt was the state of affairs before the Chet. So says the Meshech Chachma, Avram Avinu implanted this Mida when he was Moser Nefesh into his children to be Sholel the Bechira. V'kima'at hukva teva kayim b'nefesh Yisraeli l'msar atzma al'avas Hashem Yisparach. That's all Safon. Safon for the word Safon, it's hidden, the ashes of Yitzchak are hidden with Hashem, and it's Safon, the Ruach Tzfonis, which is an open wind, says the Meshech Chachma, based on other Chazals. It's open, meaning it's open, we have everything, we can do whatever we want. But we overcame that, and we did it, so that's why, that's what Safon symbolizes, and that's why it's only by Tzon, and not by Bakar, because Tzon includes Ayel. And that's why we want to dafka remember this Safun when it comes to the Ayil. Habamit Teres Yitzchak. But what about Ben Bakar? No, Hashem doesn't remember Bakar. Because what is Bakar? Based on the Pasuk, Dan Gam Eila Tisha Kachna, Zemaisa Ha'egel. Bakar reminds Hashem of the Egel. So any cows, there's no Safun explicitly by cows. Yeah, the Halacha is Safun, but Hashem's not going to write it. By the Par Helam Davar, by the Par Kohen Gadol, by Ben Bakar and Vayikra, Paragalef doesn't say Safon there. Because, no, it's not Safon by Hashem when it comes to that. Asher Asu Shar Ochel Esef Ve'eno Safon Lufanev. That's not Safon. And that's what he says. Also, Ben Oph. Why is Ben Oph excluded? Because a Ben Oph is doesn't remind Hashem of the Akeita. And not only that, doesn't remind Hashem, but we'll see on Amud Beis. Why is it excluded? What does the Gemara say? Ben Oph is excluded because you don't need a Kli. You don't need a kli for the ben oph. What do you mean you don't need a kli for the ben oph? Only by animals you do the kli. We mentioned yesterday, you do malika. What do you mean? What's the makar for kli? We mentioned yesterday, vayikach zamachelas. The makar for kli is the akeda. So deep down, what the Gemara is really saying is that ben oph has nothing to do with the akeda. And that's why you don't need safon by ben oph. Yes, there's a little difference. By para and bakar, you need safon. It's just not written in the Torah. By ben oph, you don't need safon. Okay, but either way, the message is the same, says the Meshech Chachma. And then he says, even at the end, let's just say it now, because he says it here, on the Amud Beis, we're also going to have the halacha, that the Chatas Nachshon, which we had back in the first parak, the first day that the Bnei Yisrael were mechanech the Mishkan, so all the Nesiim brought all the different karbanos, chatas, olah, shlamim, ketores, mincha, all the karbanos were brought, except for Asham. The Rabban there says Asham is included in chatas. Fine. But all the karbanos were brought by each of the Nesiim. That's called the chatas nakshon, but it wasn't brought for any avera. So Rashi says back in the first parak, based on the Gemara, that the chatas of nakshon had the status of an olah. That's what the Gemara says earlier. Hopefully we'll talk more about that tonight when we talk about the Chazara of the first couple of Prakim. But the Gemara in Amud Beis is going to tell us that the Seir of Nachshon did not need Safon. They have a special Limud. So the question is, why is that? What's wrong with the Seir of Nachshon, the Chatas Nachshon? What every Kachim needs Safon. Why did the Seir of Nachshon need it? Says the Meshech Chachma. The Tosefta in Bracha says, why was Yehuda Zochet for Malchus? Lefisha Kafatz Nachshon ben Aminadav v'shifto l'toch hayam. Kidei shmo shel makom v'chulu. V'lachein einoton lahazker akidoso shel Yitzchak. Shekein haylo mesiris nefesh akidosh Hashem Yisbarach v'yam. Hashem didn't have to remember Yitzchak for Nachshon. Nachshon did it himself. Nachshon had the mesiris nefesh. He went into the yam. So what did he have to remember? What did he have to do Tzafon for? That's why Nachshon did not need it. L'chein lo haya nizkak la'tzuichot Tzafon b'karbanis asher einan l'doros rak l'shah. K'mo chatas d'nedava lek abiyachid lo haya karbanon nizkar la'skiruz chus avos. That's the Meshech Chachma. We'll have another Meshech Chachma later, Bezrat Hashem. But that's Tzafon in the Meshech Chachma. Okay. Here we go. Got to put you out of breath, that Meshech Chachma. So here we go, says the Gemara. So what did we just say? That the halacha of shechting the chatas north, on the north side of the Mizbeach, is written by Tzon, but we learned Ben Bakar from the Vav. So ha nichal manda amar malamdin, this works according to the manda amar that says, if you have Parsha A, and then Parsha B, and Parsha B starts off with a Vav, then you're allowed to learn halachos from B to A. So that works according to the one that says you're allowed to do that. El manda amar in malam din ma'ikal meimar. But according to the one that says you're not allowed to do that, that's not a way of learning. So ma'ikal meimar, maybe you can learn in the other direction. B can learn from A, but A from B? Right, so ma'ikal meimar. Titania, where do you have that machlokas? Titania, the Brisa says, v'im nefesh v'chula. This is by the Parsha of Asham. Parsha of Asham in the end of Parsha's Vayikra. And this is how the Parsha of v'im nefesh, where Rashi says, Asham talun. Right, so this is how Asham Tali starts off. We know there are a couple of Averis that you're chayav in Asham for. Mi'ilos, Shivcha Harufa, Gezelos, Asham Gezelos, if I swear that I have somebody's money and I don't have it, and I really do have it. And then you have the Asham Tali. Asham Tali, we know, is brought whenever, we'll see this is the Maskana, but we hold whenever we are in doubt whether we did an Avera that's chayav a carbon chatas, kavua, if I did it bavadai, I'm chayav a carbon Asham Tali, if I did it b'shogeg, just to protect me until I find out whether I actually did it. Once I find out that I actually did it, then I have to bring a carbon chatas, even if I already brought an Asham Tali. But that's this parasha of Asham Tali. So, v'im nefesh, v'chulu, l'chayev al safik mi'ilos Asham Tali. Divi Rabbi Akiva. So this vav of v'im nefesh is connecting Asham Tali to the previous parasha of Asham mi'ilos. Rabbi Akiva says, why? To tell me that if I did mi'ila b'safik, let's say I got benefit, and I'm not sure if it was something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash or not, I'm chayav an Asham Tali. Meaning, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva? Not only am I chayav an Asham Tali if I do an Aveira, that if I would have done it for sure, I'm chayav a chatas, but even if I did an Aveira, that if I would have done it for sure, I'm chayav an Asham. I'm also chayav an Asham Tali. We don't hold that way. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Chacham and Potrin. The Chacham say, no, Asham Tali is only brought for Chatas, but what's the pashas? What do we think that machlokas is based on? My lab hakamiflagi. Mar saver lemedim, mar saver ein lemedim. Do we say this vav connects the parshios? Isn't that the machlokas? And therefore, we went back to our original question of how does the mandaber that does not darshan this vav to connect? How does he know Tzafon by Ben Bakar? So I said, no problem. Amar Papa, that's not the machlokas here. Tekule Alma Lemaiden. Really, everybody would say that Vav is a good connector. And therefore, that's how you learn Tzafon. What's this machlokas about? Something different. Tekule Alma Lemaiden. V'hainu taima d'rabanan, nemer kan mitzvos, v'nemer b'chatas chelev mitzvos. No, it's a Xer Shava. It says here, by Asham Tali Mitzvahs, and it says by a regular Chatas Mitzvahs, Mala Halon Dovar, Shechayavan Azdon Okaris Ashigoso Chatas, just like over there, by a regular Chatas Chela, we're talking about something that you have Karis and Shogig, those go together, Karis and Chatas, Afkan, Shechayavan Azdon Okaris Ashigoso Chatas. That's what the Rabbanan holds. Right? It's based on a special Xer Shava, that Asham Tali is only brought when you bring a Chatas Bivade. Why is a Stam Chatas called Chatas Chela? Right, there are many averis. Right, the first mission in Krisus lists off 36 averis that you chayev karis if you do it b'mezid, and if you chayev achadis if you do it b'shogeg. Why dafka chaylev out of all non kosher fats? even the dam is in the same pasuk called dam v'chachelu, v'chachelu chodam v'chachelu. So if you look on the side, you see it says, stam chatas kari chatas chelev, v'tam mevuar berashi sota. Right, Tezvav. So Rashi and Sota there says, because the pasuk of Kochelev is written right next to the context of Chatas. That's why he says that there. Or you see over there also, he quotes Ayin Od, Pirush HaRush, and Nedarim. It says there in Rashi earlier here on Daf Ches, maybe it's just very common to eat non-kosher fats, and that's why it's called Chatas Chelev. Okay, but that is, Stam Chatas is called Chatas Chelev. So that's the Rabbanan Shita. For Rabbi Akiva, what does he do with his Gzeira Shava? We're assuming that he also darshes this Gzeira Shava, comparing Hashem Tali to a regular Chatas. So Malahalim B'Kavua, Afkam B'Kavua. Rabbi Akiva learns it part of the way. Rabbi Akiva says, you're Chayav and Hashem Tali, not only for Averis that you'd be Chayav a Chatas for, if you did it for sure, but also Me'ila, but there is something, one thing excluded. Rabbi Akiva will admit that you're not Chayav and Hashem Tali for an Avera that if you would have done it B'Mezid, you would bring a carbon Ola V'Yored. Achadas Ola V'Yored. Meaning those specific Averas, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, going into the base of Mikdash, if, when I'm Tameh, or Shvuas Bitui, right, what we discussed in the first couple of Prakim of Masecha Shvuas. So, that's what he uses the Gzeir Shavah for. Ma'ala Halan B'Kavua, just like by a chatas, it's a set animal. Afkan bekavua. So too, by Ashem Tali, you're only chayiv for averis that if you would have done them b'mezid, you'd be chayiv a chatas, a carbon kavua. Lafuke chatas to Tumas Mikdash v'kadashav, de olav yoredu. Excluding Tumas Mikdash v'kadashav, which is a carbon that depends on your tax bracket. That's the machlokas. V'rabbanan. Why don't the Rabbanan say that more limited gzereshava? A gzereshava l'machsa. Because you have the Gzeira Shava, you go the whole way. Either you have the Gzeira Shava or you don't have the Gzeira Shava from your Rebbe. But once you have the Gzeira Shava, then you compare the context. So you compare Chatas Chelev fully to Hashem Tali. So then Rabbi Akiva, or did Rabbi Akiva say, Nami Gzeira Shava L'Machsa? Doesn't he also hold to this principle? So we're like, okay, reject that pshat. In Achinami. So we have to come up with a different pshat. Okay, what are we talking about here? We have a Machlokas here, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, about Hashem Talui. When do I bring an Hashem Talui? Do I bring an Hashem Talui only for Averis, that if I would do them B'mezid, for sure, not B'mezid, B'shogek, for sure, I bring a Chatas, or even if I did them for sure, I would bring an Asham, meaning Asham Gezelos, Asham Me'ilos. If I do any of those Averis, and I'm not sure if I did them, do I bring an Asham Talui? So, we first started off by saying, maybe the Machlokas is whether you dash in the Vav or not, so that would be a problem, because then how would that Manda Amar, no Tzafon? So like, maybe they're arguing about something else. What's the something else? So number one here is, maybe they're arguing about the Zera Shava. So we said, no, that doesn't work, because everybody agrees that once you dash in Zera Shava, then you have to darshan it the whole way. So v'hacha v'hacha miflagi. Maybe this is what they're arguing about. Rabbi Akiva savar v'im nefesh ksiv vav mosiv al inyan rishon. Rabbi Akiva says the vav is just whether you make this drasha of v'im nefesh, whether the vav is being mosif, whether that is you darshan that. V'rabbanan haksiv v'im nefesh. The Rabbanan also says v'im nefesh. So what's the, we mentioned this, possibility number one. What's the machlokas about? Lem b'hakam iflagi. No, this is the machlokas. It's not darshaning it from the vav. The vav is connecting the two parshias. No! That's not it, because that's what we said we wanted to say originally, that's rejected. The vav here really is just connecting the two parshias using the principle of a hekesh. That's what's going on here. Not just the extra vav that's connecting. But a hekesh, even without the vav, you might have said it. It just means the two parshias are next to each other. And what's the machlokas? The mar savar hekesh adiv. Rabbi Akiva holds that hekesh beats out Gzereshava, meaning the Gzereshava would tell me that you're chayiv Hashem Tali only for averis that if I would have done them for sure, I'd be chayiv achatas. While the hekesh is telling me, no, compare it to the previous parsha, which is about me'ila, where you bring an asham. So a hekesh beats a Gzereshava. Umar savar, the Rabbanim would say, no, Gzereshava adiv. A Gzereshava would win out. What's the, why would one win out? They're both Mido Shatar and Reshes Bahen. Why would one win out over the other? So the suggestion given, one possibly would be able to give, is that maybe Hekesh could be considered Mefurish Bikra. Or maybe Gzeira Shava could be Mefurish Mikra. That's a big discussion in the Achronim, or based on the Rishonim already. Which of the Yud Gimel Midos, they're all not explicit in the Torah, but once we have the Limud, when do I consider it Mefurish Mikra? It's an important Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph doesn't help us here, because Rashi there says, V'kal Hekish V'Gzeira Shava Mufne Harei Hu Kimefurish Mikra. A Hekesh and a Gzeira Shava. Those two are strong limudim. Those are like Mefurish Mikra. The Onshin Mimenu. And you can give an Onish based on Gzeira Shava. Right? You only give an Onish if it says four words in the Torah. Hishamar pen al or lo. So how can a Gzeira Shava help? The answer is no. It says if it says it there. If it says it lo here, and then I compare through a Gzeira Shava, it's as if it says lo there. Or Hekesh. So Argamar is maybe what's stronger. Okay, so you can say which is more Mefurish Mikra. But by both of those, Rashi there says in Sanhedrin 9 Gimel, you could give onus based on them. So Rashi Lashitaso. Because neither of those you could dashen yourself. Rashi in Lashitaso and Sukkah Lamed Aleph, that only Kalvachomer you could dashen yourself. Aval mi Kalvachomer, Shadam Dog Kalvachomer Me'atzmo, that's for sure not Mefurish Mikra. Kalvachomer is not Mefurish Mikra, that's why you can't dashen Kalvachomer Me'atzmo, but that is a very important Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Gimel. What is considered Mefurish Mikra? And what is not considered Mefurish Mikra? Remind me, if we have time at the end, we'll come back to connecting this to a Rambam in the Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnayos. Okay, but that is the suggested machlokas here, which is greater, Hekesh or Gzeira Shava. Maybe what they're arguing about is which one is really more Mefurish Mikra. So the Gemara says, lo, maybe that's not the machlokas either. The Kuli Alma de Hekesh Adif. Really, everybody would agree that a Hekesh is Adif. Why? Because maybe a Hekesh is really Mefurish Mikra. Why? Because it's two parshas next to each other. So obviously you could connect one to the other. The Amri Lecha Rabbanan, Tachton Hu Degamar Me'elyon, La'asham Bekesef Shkalim. The Rabbanan agree that you have the Hekesh, but they learn it for a different halacha. They don't learn it for the halacha that you could say Asham Tali your Chayiv even for an Aveira of Asham Me'ilos. No. They learn the Hekesh for a different halacha. What is that? The following. That in Asham Talui is learned, you learn the price of the Asham Talui from the previous parsha of Asham Me'ilos. Why? What would I have said? Shelo Tomar, I shouldn't say, Lo Yehe Sveiko Chomer Mivadai. The Safek Aveira shouldn't be Chomer than the Vadai Aveira. Ma Vadai Chatas Bazdanka. How much does a carbon Chatas have to be worth? How much? Right? Bubkis, nothing! What do they say here? Grushin? Did I say that right? Grushin? Did I say that correctly? So it's nothing! A chatas can be worth anything! There's no minimum price for a chatas! So you're gonna tell me that if you do the Aveira on for sure, you have to bring a chatas worth nothing. If you do the Aveira maybe, Asham Talui, you have to bring a carbon that's worth expensive carbon. Asham is the most expensive carbon. Right? So the answer is yes. Even Asham Talui, which is connected to chatas, that's the limud, that's the hekesh. The Apsveko Asham Bardanka, you would have said, and Asham is also a Bardanka worth nothing. Kamash Malan, that's what the Hekesh teaches me. Right? Unlike, and maybe you could say a Hekesh, you could learn the Hekesh for this halacha, or Bikiva learns the Hekesh for the other halacha. Finishing up for a minute, Rabbi Akiva, Hasvar Minale, how does Rabbi Akiva know this Svara, that the Safik could be even worth more than the Vadai? Nafgalai Mizos Torah Sa'asham, Torah Achas Tachol Ha'ashamos. Actually, the pasuk appears, all the Ashamos together. Torah achas kol hashamos. Teinach man de is like Torahs. If you darshan that Torah to compare all the karbanos together, find that works. Man de les like Torahs mehecha gamar. If you don't darshan Torahs, where do you know it from? So, gamar, and Rashi fills in where all these words are from. It's basically a word by all of the different hashamos. Be'erkecha, it says that by Asham Talui and Asham Gizelos, and you learn it from Asham Mi'ilos. Teinach hecha dekse be'erkecha, Asham Shivcha Charuf adlokse. That takes care of three erkechas. How do you know by Asham Shivcha Charufa? If you did that Aveir Bishoge, you're also Safek, you're also going to be Chayiv and expensive carbon for that. Gomer Ba'ayel Ba'ayel. Okay, another Gzeira Shava. If you learned that, you learn from the other Karbanas Asha. Period. So we finished. We got through what was this whole past 15 lines. We explained the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan by Asham Talui in a different way, and therefore it's not a machlokas whether Vav is most of all Indian Rishon or not. So that makar on top is safe. That's the source that you learned Safon by Ben Bakar, not only by Tzon. Hashkafically, why does a carbon that's brought if you did a Safik Aveira, is that worth more than if you did the Vadi Aveira? So that is Atosas Rabbeinu Yonin Brachas, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas. Daf Aleph. There's a Daf Aleph in the Rif. There's no Daf Aleph in the Gemara. There's a Daf Aleph in the Rif. Rabbeinu Yonah explains. Vatam bazeh lamashe echmiro la safek yosem and avadai. Why is something more chamer than Vadai? Omer Mori Harav, he quotes his Rebbe, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. Shehu mipnei, sha'al Vadai meisim adam chet alibo, vidoegu mischaret alav, v'chozer b'shuva shleima. If I did not bear for sure, then I know I was wrong. I do tshuva for that. When I feel bad, I do tshuva. It's terrible. I did not bear. Aval ala safik, oses svaris. Va'omer osach aticha shachalti ulai ha'isa muteres v'lo yashis alibo lashuv v'lo zeh echmir ba'yoser. If I only do a suffix avera, did I really do the avera? Probably wasn't bad. I probably didn't do the avera. It's much harder to do a tshuva on a suffix avera. And that's why it's got to be worth more, because it's got to make sure you really feel bad. Where is this quoted? It's quoted in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Hilchos Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Says the Ramah, Taf Reish Gimel, Safek Avera Tzorach Yoser Tshuva Me Avera Vadois, Ki Yoser Mischare Kishi Yodea Sha'asa Mish'ini Yodea. V'lochein, Karban Hashem Tali Hutzrach Lios Yoser B'yoka Mechatas. Parentheses, Tavar Atzmo, for Rabbeinu Yonah Reish Brachas. That's where it is. So the Ar Halacha is quoted in Hilchos Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Viter, says the Gemara, Chatas Minolan. So how do you know chatas to buy tzafon? How do you know that a chatas requires tzafon? So we just had all the sources by Ola, and not only by Ola Tzon, but also by Ben Bakar. So how do you know chatas needs tzafon? Dichsiv. We're not going to go through all the psukim now, but there are many karbanis of chatas. None of them really say tzafon. Most of them say, wherever you shech the Ola, shech this chatas. It says it by the chatas of Parlon Davar Shal Tzibor, and by the regular chatas Yachid. Go through all the psukim are quoted here, but if you have a Tanakh open, have a Chumash open to know where, how you're putting it all together. But by the end of the day, in 10 lines from now, we're going to have a source by all Karbanos chatas. Dechsif, v'shacharas ha-chatas b'mkoma Ola. It says you shech the chatas, but you shech the Ola. So Ola has to be north, so chatas also. Ashkechad shchita, Kabbalah minalan. How do you know Kabbalah Saddam has to be in the north? Dechsif, v'lokach ha-koin, midam ha-chatas. The Kohen has to take from the dam of the chatas. So the lokach we compare to where the shechita was. So the lokach, the Kabbalah, also has to be in the north. Mekabel asma minolan. Find the Kabbalah has to be in the north. How do you know the Mekabel also has to be standing in the north? He can't be on the side and have his hand sticking into the north. We had this earlier also. Amakra the lokach lo yikach. We darshan that lokach lo yikach, he should take himself. Himself, he should be in the north. That's what we darshan. Ashkechon le mitzvah la'aki minayin. So that I know the mitzvah. How do you know la'akev? As we know in Kachim, you need a double pasuk to tell me that it is li'kuva, not just l'charchila. So k'rach minaksiv, there's another pasuk. V'shachar oso b'makom ha'shiyishchad esa ola. And you should shech this carbon wherever you shech to the ola. V'tanya hechon ola nishchata batzafon. Afze batzafon. Just like ola is in the north, so too this is in the north. So that is the makar, the extra lima. There's two psukim that tell me tzafon. V'chimi chanat alamed v'alok far nemar. But we already learned it in Vayikra Perak Vav by the parsha of all general chataos. B'makar v'she tishachid ola tishachid achatas. So what do you need that pasuk for? Halama yatsa likvoa lo makom shim lo shachta b'tzafon pasul. What's the extra pasuk? It must be teaching me by all the karbanos in Vayikra Aleph, where it says shechted in the place where you did the ola, shechted in the place where you did the ola, the place where you did the ola. By all of those, add on a pasuk to each of those. Make them all shana hakasav la'akev. That's the pasuk in Perek Vav of Vayikra, which is coming to double all of the other psukim. So the Gemara says, Ata Omer Lakach Yotze, is that why it's repeating it here? O Enu Elisha Zet Ton Safon, Vein Acher Ton Safon. Or maybe it's coming to teach me, only this one needs Safon, and not other ones, like, let's say the Seer of Yom Kippur wouldn't need Safon, or the Seer of Avodah Zarah. Maybe he's only referring to the general, regular Chataos. So Tamalomar, Vishakra Zachatas Bimkoma Ola, Zeb Banaav, Lakol Chatos Yitanu Safon. No, the Pasuk tells me that it's a Banaav, all Chatos need Safon. Period. Ashkechon, just two more lines related to this. Ashkechon seir nasi bein lemitzvah bein laakev. So the seir of the melech, I know it has double. Sha'ar chatos nami ashkechon lemitzvah laakev minalan. Dechsiv bekisba v'ksiv b'seira. It says by both. It says it both. It says the pasuk, you should do this where you shech the ola, both by a kispa and a seira, which are one right after the other in Vayikra Perek Dalet, as Rashi explains, and therefore. Why does it have to repeat it by both? It must be to teach people akev by both. Period. So if you have a chumash open, you go through all the psukim, we end up having a limud by all karbanas chatas that you have to do it bitzafon, cut, they're all kachi kachi. So the Gemara says to the rest of the Yamid, but there's one word that we still did in Darshan. Ella oso lamali, if we're not excluding anything from chatas, so what is the oso? Oso is an exclusionary word. So what is oso meant to exclude? This has to be bitzafon. All these karbanas chatas, but not something else. What does not have to be bitzafon? So, first try. Lamali, mi boy look at the Tanya. Number one. Oso bitzafon, v'ein seer nachshon bitzafon. The seer nachshon doesn't need bitzafon. V'tanya, v'samach, that we said earlier, from the Meshech Chachma. Right, the seer, the original chat does not need tzafon. V'tanya, v'samach, yado, arosh, asoir, l'rabo, seer nachshon, l'smicha. The Rabbi Yehuda says you had the Nachshon had to do smicha on his chatas, even though it was not brought for an aveira. But that's it, just smicha. This pasuk teaches me not tzafon. Rabbi Shimon omel, rabo seir avodas kochavim l'smicha. That pasuk includes seir avodas zara for smicha. So the Gemara says, salgad l'achadamina, hol vis rabo l'smicha, es rabo nami l'tzafon. I might have thought that tzafon is also needed for chatas. Nachshon kamash malan. That's why you don't, kamash malan, the pasuk tells me you don't need it. Says the Gemara, 1 minute then. Would be allowed, yeah. Tzafon is not a psol, right? You can do it, but tzafon, you don't need it, but tzafon. So, Mazgav Ravina, 1 second, Hanichla Bihuda. Fine, I understand why you need the oso to exclude tzafon according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who includes smicha, you might have included tzafon also, so that's why you need a pasuk to exclude it. Reb Shimon Ma'ikel Meimar, according to Reb Shimon though, who says, there's no limud to include this carbon for smicha, so why would I have thought that this carbon has any regular rules? It's a different kind of carbon, the chatas nachshon. So the Mara says, Amalei Marzucha, braid the raf, tavi, l'ravina, l'rab Yehuda minicha, what do you mean, even according to Reb Yehuda? Is it good? Is it a good havamina? Well, my disrabi is rabbi, my delos rabbi, los rabbi. We have a special pasuk to include smicha. Why would you have said otherwise? Why would you have included any more than smicha? The chitema. And if you want to say because of the following, ilo miyate krof, I wouldn't have had oso, havamina tesi bibinyan av. I would have said binyan av, bini kapir ochatos to each other. And therefore, you would have required tzafon also. Im kein smicha gufei, tesi b'binyanav. So then why do you need to include smicha specifically from a pasuk? Include that from the binyanav too. Ela midoros lagamrina. And it must be, you don't learn it out from the chatas of generations. Hachnami midoros lagamrina, question mark. So it must be there's no difference between smicha and tzafon. And therefore, we're stuck. You can't exclude tzafon from oso. So, number one is knocked out. You can't say oso excludes the seer nachshon from tzafon. But the halacha is true. You just don't exclude it from the pasuk. Just one other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. That other Meshech Chachma that I wanted to mention. The Meshech Chachma in Vayikra, in Bamidbar, in Zayin Yud Beis, has another possibility why seer nachshon is excluded. Why? The Eben Ezra there says that you know why we do karbanos in the tzafon? Because karbanos are called Lechem Hashem. And the Shulchan was in the tzafon also. That's the Eben Ezra there. The Meshech Chachma quotes the Eben Ezra and it says, U'matok ma'od. This is a very sweet Eben Ezra, says the Meshech Chachma, that Tzafon also connects to the fact that the Shulchan was in the Tzafon. But then he says, and based on this, I'll prove to you that during the Shivas Yimei, the first couple of days of the Chanukas HaMishkan, the Kalim weren't set up yet in their proper places. That's why Nachshon didn't have to be in the north, because the Shulchan wasn't set up in the north yet. And because it wasn't set up in the north yet, the halachas of Achatas being in the north wasn't set up. That's another reason why Seir Nachshon doesn't need to be in the north. That's the Eben Ezra, that's the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Naso, Zayin Yud Beis, on the Pasuk by Nachshon. But by Nachshon, he quotes that Eben Ezra, calls it Matok, and he quotes a couple of other possibilities as well. Okay, so that is just another Meshech Chachma. Good. Ella, the Ella, next try. Oso bitzafon, v'ein shochet bitzafon. Next one, maybe Oso says the carbon has to be bitzafon, but the person shechting does not have to be bitzafon. We mentioned this earlier. We mentioned this again tonight in the shir tonight. So shochet, 1 second. Shochet, mid Rav Achai nafka. That's true, but you know it from elsewhere, from Rav Achai. The Tanya Rav Achai omer, v'shochet oso ha'yachem is bechzafona. That pasuk, matam alomar. What is that pasuk teaching me? Lefisha matzinu, omid bitzafon and makabel bitzafon. Because I know the person can see in the north and be makabel in the north. V'yamamad bedar v'kibel bitzafon. If he stood in the south and was makabel in the north, pasul. The Mekabel has to be standing in the north, so Yochel Avzekein. I might have thought that the Shochet also has to be standing in the north. Tamalomar, Oso Bitzafon means Shochet Bitzafon. The Shochet doesn't have to be in the Tzafon. So therefore you know it from that Pasuk. That Oso. But Aroso is still open. So Ella, try number three. Oso bitzafon v'ein ben of bitzafon. As we said, Oso, a carbon animal, a behemoth has to be bitzafon, but an of does not have to be bitzafon. Titania, yochol yehe ben of ta'in safon v'dinu. I might have said it does need safon. Why? Uma ben son shelo kavalo kohen. If an animal does not need a kohen, right? Shechita bizark shera, and yet malika has to be done by a kohen. Ben of shekavalo kohen in udin sheyikvalot safon. If an animal which a yisrael could do it needs safon, so surely a bird which requires a kohen needs safon. Tamalam or oso. That's why oso teaches me that you don't need safon. Says the gemara mala ben son shekain kavalo kli. What do you mean? Maybe you can't compare the two. A ben son requires a kli. Right, a kli shares. This was the good Tosfos discussion yesterday. So again, you don't need, there's no hot kal v'chomer that you have to counteract. So again, we knock this out, so we'll have to stop here, but we'll start with number four try tomorrow. What is Oso excluding? Again, we'll start also with the Malika, about where is the optimal place for to do Malika. That was we'll start with the Machlokas Rishonim, and we'll get into other contexts. Okay, remember tonight 9:30 is a sheer summary, overview and highlights of the first four prakim. We'll see how far we get. Of Zvachin, the first section, Bezrem tonight, 9:30.